Greg, 1-2, every game means the same. It's a 16-game season, but at this critical juncture, what's the significance of Sunday's game in particular?
It's 1/16, just like you said. You know, if you really truly believe that, then it doesn't matter if you're 1-2, 2-1, 3-0, 16. It doesn't matter. You know, if you really believe it, and I do, because a couple reasons. You can't do anything about the past, and you can only do something about this Sunday. So I don't only say that, but I believe it, and I subscribe to it and live by it.
How similar are these teams, Greg, in terms of the first three games? You could legitimately say you could be 3-0, you could be 0-3. There's a lot of similarities, I think, between the
There is, but I think you probably could say that about two-thirds of the league. I mean, that's the way the league is. There have been a couple of disproportionate scores across the league, but not that many. You know, when you look at it for, you know, 16 games times three, there's not that many out of 48 games. They're usually all pretty tight.
Are you encouraged by the fact that you stayed close with these last two teams, two very good teams on the road? You played them close. You were in a position to win both games. I know you're not happy about losing, but, I mean, do you feel that there's something to build off of from the fact that you went toe-to-toe with these two teams right to the end?
Well, I think there's something to build off of that we've played good football. We've played winning football at times. It keeps coming back to the consistency. Forget who we did it against. It keeps coming back to the consistency. When we'll become a good football team is when we become consistent with the way we play. It's not the peaks and valleys. It's the consistency.
When you look at the red zone defense success that you've had, I mean, mm-hmm. obviously you don't want to let teams drive on you to begin with, but did you have buckled down and stopped them and forced field goals down there? Is that a mentality? Is it execution in particular down there? I mean, what do you pinpoint as a reason for that success?
Well, I definitely think it's execution. Everything speeds up when you get down there. You know, when you hit the 17-yard line, the field's twice as wide as it is long. So the game changes, and you need to do everything faster. And I think the guys have executed well. We work enough on it, so we need to, you know, time on task. We need to perform well down there because we spend time practicing it.
Does Roscoe Parrish step in as your punt returner this week?
Mm-hmm.
Aurelius Ben stays as your kick returner?
Yes.
Greg, the pass rush has been pretty solid, certainly last week in Dallas. Talk a little bit about Brian Cox and what he's contributed in that regard.
Brian is contributed a lot in a lot of ways, not only the pass rush, working with the linebackers, with Coach Frazier, and just overall his energy, enthusiasm, all he brings to our coaching staff. I coached Brian as a player at Chicago, and to see – you always knew he was, you know, one of the smartest players on your team, but he's really evolved into a great, great coach.
Your defensive line, all of them play a role in stopping the run, but you can talk about Roy Miller in particular and how he sets the edge and just what his role is in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we play, you know, in base defense, Roy plays a tilt nose, which not a lot of people play anymore. And Roy is like tailor-made for the position. He's strong, he's got quick twitch, and he's a very aggressive guy, very unselfish guy. Because a lot of times you're giving yourself up for the good of the defense. And I think 3 games into this thing, really 7 games into it with the preseason included, Roy's done a real, real solid job.
And the tilt nose, just to follow on that, is to just get in the gap and have an edge on the center.
Basically, it's you're drawing a line in that offensive formation that you're gonna get your hands on that center and control him. So that's the reason for it. Yeah.
You mentioned that the zone running attack that they have. We talked about that 3-4 and facing that, and how that's a unique challenge. Is that kind of similar facing that zone cutback stuff? I mean, or is that something you feel like you guys are pretty equipped to handle?
It's not quite the 3-4, because most teams are either 3-4 or they're not, whereas every team has a zone scheme. It's their commitment to the zone scheme. I mean, they really do – they do a little bit more than that, but it's not a whole lot. I mean, they major in the zone scheme. And the way they block it, you know, sometimes it hits as an outside run, sometimes it hits as an off-tackle run, and sometimes it hits as an inside run. And that's by the training of the back and the training of the lineman. And, you know, nobody's done it better over the years than Coach Shanahan and his teams.
Does your system call for a spy, so to speak, on a quarterback like Robert Griffin III, where you have one guy it's your job, follow him wherever he goes. Is that something that you incorporate into your defense?
It can, yeah. I mean, we have it in our repertoire.
I don't bother asking. If you're going to use it this week. I don't think you're going
to
answer.
I mean, I used to use Brooks with Michael Vick a little bit. They did do that kind of stuff here.
Thanks, guys.